The Russia-Ukraine conflict rolls on. Russian stocks and bonds are now being classified as being in the realms of the utterly uninvestable, and yet global markets appear to be holding up rather well, considering U.S. equity futures are trading a little higher into the U.S. Open, and currencies are mostly bid thanks to the continued surge in commodities prices. The Canadian dollar is kept up in the aftermath of a hawkish Bank of Canada decision, and the Australian dollar is finding added gains of its own from a solid Aussie GDP print. The euro is really the only currency truly struggling at the moment, trading to multi-month lows, given worry around eurozone exposure to fallout from the war. It's worth noting this run in commodities has translated to crude oil trading to its highest level since September of 2008. Looking ahead, we get U.S. initial jobless claims, ISM non-manufacturing factory orders, and more Fed Powell testimony. That's all for now.